Running out of closet space? Don't stop shopping. Start selling with The RealReal. Whether it's the jewelry your ex bought you before they became your ex, or that quiet luxury bag you bought before remembering you're actually a maximalist, give it a second chance with someone else. Sell it with The RealReal and make room in your closet for something else that feels more like you. The best part of selling with The RealReal? They handle everything, from photography and copywriting to pricing and shipping, because your to-do list is already long enough. With a community of over 40 million members ready to shop what's in your closet, your items sell fast, so you can leave the past in the past. Because resale on The RealReal is for second chances. Plus, October is National Consignment Month, so new consigners earn $100 extra for a limited time. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get $100 extra to keep shopping. That's TheRealReal.com for your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to Inside My Inner Circle. This is the show where I let you inside my hole. This is the show where I give you a sneak peek at my hole. I need to be put down. I need to be put down, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But this is the show where you get a little sneak peek at my pretty little. Why is that so funny to me and only me? But yeah. So basically, this is my podcast. This is episode four. I'm pretty sure this is episode four. I'm pretty sure I had to throw away an episode. But that's neither here nor there. So, basically, I just missed you guys. That's it. I just missed you guys. And I hope you're doing well. Goodbye. So, girlies, we need to debrief. We need to sit down. We need to, you know, like, crack your Mexican Coca-Cola and catch a vibe with me. Okay? ¿Cómo se dice vibe en español? I need to know that right now. How do you say vibe in Spanish?
In Spanish, vibe is.
Why didn't you say it?
Vibra.
Vibra. How do you say that?
Vibra.
Vibra. ¿Dónde está tu vibra? You know? If you know, you know. I've been speaking way too much Spanish, some might say. Some might say I've been speaking far too much Spanish for my liking. I went on vacation. Little old me comes back from one vacation and goes to another. You know me. Was it a good financial decision? No. Did I have so much fun? Yes. Does that make it okay? Yes. Why yes? Why yes? If you had fun, it doesn't count. That's how I look at things. Okay? So, I went to Myrtle Beach. Who the fuck knows about Myrtle Beach? Shout out South Carolina. Who knows Myrtle Beach? Comment down below. Sound off. Sound off. Let me know. Let me know if you know Myrtle. If you know Myrtle the turtle, let me know. All right. Who the fuck is hitting me up? You know I'm booked and busy. Stop hitting me up. You know I'm booked and busy. All right. If you have hit me up and I have not replied, I am booked and busy. Okay? If you have hit me up and I have left you on open, I am booked and busy, okay? All right, we just all have to understand together. So I went on one vacation. I didn't even get to debrief that with you guys. The episodes have been like recorded like weeks before they're being posted. Sorry about the dilemma. The production is just not productioning. But we are getting a hand on it. Know that. Me and my management are getting a hand on that swiftly. Okay? Shout out Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour. So I didn't get to debrief my last vacation. So let's do that very, very quickly. If you have seen my 14-part series on TikTok, I am so sorry about that. If you were a victim of me talking about you on the internet, I am so sorry about that. Actually, no, I'm not. Probably not. Anyway, so I went to Portland with my girly pop, Zobob. If you watched, Zobob was the second episode of this podcast, so you guys can go back and go ahead and watch that episode when you are done with this one. Thank you very much. Okay, so she's the second episode. I think it's titled Jesus Loves IKEA, because you know, obviously. So, me and Zobob go on vacation, a little girls' trip. We catch a flight to Portland. And then we're chilling there, chilling in Portland, having a good time, da 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 da. Day 7 of my trip, I meet this boy. And I know what you're thinking. Oh my god, fun. Like, meeting a boy on vacation? Fun. Super fun. It's not super fun. It can also be super bad, okay? It can also be very, very negative to you and your mental health, okay? So, just be mindful. And tread lightly. Tread real lightly. Tread real lightly, okay? So I went to Portland with my girly pop. Day 7 of the trip, I meet this guy. We'll call him Bradwell. All right, so Bradwell. We'll call him Brad for short. This is not... Wait, I know someone named Brad, and they're going to think that I'm talking about them. I'm not at all talking about Brad. Okay, glad I clarified. What the f***? Okay, so Bradwell, met him in Portland, Oregon, okay? And day 7 of my trip, okay, we're caught up, we're all there. All right, perfect. So, we hang out that night. And I sleep over, and then I go back home, hang out with my friend for a bit. Back to our, like, Airbnb, not home, but you know what I mean. And then 8th night, I sleep over again. 9th night, I sleep over again. Now, I know what you're thinking. 3 nights in a row, damn, he probably likes you. He does not. We'll get into that. So we're hooking up. It's fun. We're having a good time. We're ordering pizza and just chilling. And it was like a lot of fun. I don't know. I had a lot of fun. I thought it was a mutual thing. He seemed like he was having a lot of fun. The next day we went out for coffee. Damn, I really did not want to get into this tea this deep. But we're here. So then we start talking for 2 months. FaceTime every day, probably like, I would say roughly like 6 to 10 hours a day, we were talking on the phone every single day. I have missed calls and texts from him every single day from June till like late August. Or not late August. From like the beginning of June, the whole month of June, and then the beginning of July, the whole month of July, and like towards the end of July, it started to get a little funky. So, we're just growing closer and closer and closer. We're talking every day. The conversation started to say, like, I love you to each other. Like, we were both saying I love you to each other. It was what I thought was mutual. Because How else are you supposed to, like, not think it's mutual if someone's telling you I love you and, like, FaceTiming you every single day for fucking 10 hours a day? Why would you not have feelings? You know what I mean? So then things start getting a little weird, okay? Now, this is the end of July that we're talking. And I'm like, things are getting a little weird. He's getting distant. He said that his friend was in the hospital, and we share location, and I saw him at the hospital all night, which is a little weird because usually hospitals don't just let anyone, like, stay or, like, have visitors, like, throughout the night, I believe. So I was like, that's weird. Then he stayed there throughout the whole night and wasn't talking to me, but was on his phone because his location was refreshing. And I'm like, you're being weird. You're being really fucking weird. So then I texted him and I was like, you're being really distant. Like, this is weird how you haven't responded all day. Still nothing. So then I make a fake Snapchat and I added him from it to see if he was, like, on his phone. Within 2 seconds, homie adds me back and it's like, what's up? What do you mean, what's up? Like, I'm not your whole ass man's that you're ignoring all fucking day and then hitting up some random. So then, I'm not saying you guys should do this because this is toxic behavior. This is not good on my end or his end, okay? And he then was like, you've been, like, really bombarding me and, like, really just, like, overwhelming me, and you want to be in a relationship with me so bad, this, that, the third, and it's, like, it feels a little forced. And I was like, okay, well, then why are you saying, like, I love you and talking to me all the time and doing all this, that, the third, and asking me on FaceTime, like, 2 weeks into talking, when are you going to make me your boyfriend? What? Where did that energy go? Very interesting. So then, obviously, we stopped talking because what the f*** do you mean? Like, you were just ignoring me all day and then now it's this all of a sudden? Weird. I go on his TikTok. Girl, he has, like, 2 TikToks. He is following this one guy on his 1 TikTok and it's the only person he's following. And I was like, that is interesting, isn't it? That is awful interesting, isn't it? I go to this guy's account in my man's bed days after my birthday. Days after my birthday where he sent me money and wished me happy birthday and said that he loved me. He's hooking up with this guy, chilling in his bed. This guy's enjoying the same view that I have pictures of in my phone. Like, damn. I really thought I ate. It was just so weird to me because I was like, damn, I really got done dirt. Like, I really got done dirt. So I've been trying to, like, move past that, you know, like, it's whatever, life happens. I was like, yeah, like, it's whatever, you know. It wasn't meant to be. Obviously, this is not someone that has my best intentions. So I should leave him alone. So I did just that. I did go f***ing absolutely crazy and literally call him the craziest things ever because, bitch, you fucked with my feelings. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, you can't fuck with someone's feelings and then be like, oh my God, I can't believe you reacted like that. Bitch, you fucked with my feelings. So, what do you mean? You know? Like, I don't give a damn. With my feelings, we have a problem. We have a huge problem. And I am gonna bring it up. And I am gonna talk about it. And if you do me dirt, I'm gonna talk about it. I have a platform and I have a voice that people like to hear and like to talk to. I have followers that like to interact with me. I have built a following that likes to interact with me, that likes to know what the fuck is going on in my life, and likes little updates. I get comments like of people like asking me to post more, asking me to do more like different types of like stuff. Like some people want to see more like daily stuff, and like that's not really my vibe. But I don't know. It's weird trying to like tell your story and like be authentically you and not bring up people. Like there's no way that I can tell what's going on in my life and not bring other people into it, because that's just, my life involves other people. So if you do something to me, I have the right to fucking come on my podcast and talk about it, in my opinion. If you do me dirt, I can be like, hey, this person did me dirt, and that's what it is, and whatever. There's so many people that are like, oh my god, like, if you have a platform, you should not be talking about someone who doesn't have a platform, or if you have followers, you should not be like talking about someone that doesn't have followers. And like,
running out of closet space? Don't stop shopping. Start selling with The Real Real. Whether it's the jewelry your ex bought you before they became your ex, or that quiet luxury bag you bought before remembering you're actually a maximalist, give it a second chance with someone else. Sell it with The Real Real and make room in your closet for something else that feels more like you. The best part of selling with The Real Real? They handle everything from photography and copywriting to pricing and shipping. Because your to-do list is already long enough. With a community of over 40 million members ready to shop what's in your closet, your items sell fast, so you can leave the past in the past. Because resale on The Real Real is for second chances. Plus, October is National Consignment Month, so new consigners earn $100 extra for a limited time. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get $100 extra to keep shopping. That's TheRealReal.com for your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Reporting on, like, their lives, too. Like, this is their story, too. But, like, if you do me dirty, I have the right to tell people that you did me dirty. You know? Like, don't... If you don't want... Like, that... Didn't Taylor Swift say some shit like that? Like, if you don't want bad songs written about you, then don't do bad things to me, and I won't write bad songs about you. Like, dead ass. That's exactly how I feel. Like, it's so annoying. So anyway, I got played. He's talking to fucking this other random guy. And yeah, so then he was like, you know what? Let's just take a month off from talking. And I'm like, a month off from talking, and then we can be friends. Boy, get off of my phone. Do not ever hit me up ever again. If he ever hit me up, I would answer the call and literally just laugh at him and be like, you're so fucking stupid. Don't ever call my phone. Like, do you know how thick and beautiful and gorgeous and amazing I am? You fumbled that. That sucks for you. So, fast forward. That happened. I really did enjoy that vacation. I had so, so, so much fun. And, like, I'm trying not to let him ruin my idea of Portland, because I had such a good time in Portland and I really did enjoy it. So I'm not trying to, like, let him ruin that vacation for me. But then I came back home for a couple weeks, and then I went to Myrtle Beach, and that is in South Carolina. I'm from New York, so it's kind of a long haul. And my friend was like, hey girlie, like, we have to go to Myrtle Beach. And I was like, So then we looked up Airbnbs, and we didn't really like research like too crazy. We were just like, you know, looking up in the area and different price points, and we found one that we both were like, you know what, this is rather cheap and rather good for us. Like, let's save our coin. We're barely going to be in the room. Girl, if you are going to splurge on anything, splurge on your room. If you are going to splurge on anything, splurge on your flight and your room. Let me just tell y'all that right now. Because that shit, oh my god. So me and my friend go to Myrtle. Dirty Myrtle! Dirty Myrtle. I don't know why it's called that. But we sure did get dirty. We arrive. Please hold the sounds of me rolling up. I don't give a... Oh! Literally, I don't care. Like, if you don't want to listen to my podcast, don't listen to my podcast. I don't care. I literally don't care. So, thank you for continuing to listen. You're a real one. So, we were like, all right, let's save some money on our room. We're going to be spending a lot of money on, like, eating out and getting drinks and going out and stuff like that. Which, if I had known the nightlife there, I would have not thought this, because there is little to no nightlife in Myrtle Beach. There is little to no nightlife, okay? It is the beach and some shops and some ice cream and some restaurants. That's Myrtle Beach for you. I just summed it up. If you haven't gone, now you have, because I literally just told you what the fuck it's about. So, we wanted to save some money, so we got, like, a cheaper Airbnb. Granted, the picture looked fine. Like, the pictures looked fine. It didn't look, like, dirty or anything. It just was, like, a cheaper room. Bitch. Tell me how it's a motel. It's a busted Motel 6. We show up to the address and we're like, wait, no, this can't be right. Something must have happened. There's a glitch. The GPS glitch. This is not our place. There's no way. There's no way that this is our place. Turns out it was our place. It very much was our place. Very much. And it was a busted Motel 6. I believe it's called the Wave Rider in Myrtle Beach, South Myrtle Beach. If you know, you know. Avoid that place like the f***. I know y'all get palmetto bugs wherever. Where I'm from, we call that a roach. Okay? You can call it a different name. It still looks the fucking same, bitch. That is Papa the Roach. That is Papa Roach. Okay? We pull up to the Motel 6. And it is, in fact, our room for the 10 days that we are there. And I was like, oh, God, honey. Oh, honey. Oh, honey. This is not a place I would like to stay. But granted, I just drove so fucking far. I drove from New York to South Carolina. So it's like 12 hours nonstop, and it turned out to be like 16 hours for us because we just kept stopping and had to like go to the bathroom, had to get food. You know, we were just all like going through it. We were all going through it, girl. And it was something. The car ride was something. I'm trying to be mindful because there's people that can listen to this that were probably on the trip, and I'm not trying to be a so, it was just a long drive, okay? A real long drive. And it was me, my friend, and her brother's girlfriend, who is just like major theater kid, younger sister energy. Who brought her leash. Okay. I'm not laughing at you, girl. I'm laughing with you, girl. Just please know that. She brought her ukulele.
Back to you. I don't want to fall back to her. Back to you.
At the beach.
Encore.
No one asked for an encore. And she was chopping it up on the ukulele, you know, and it was just giving like songwriter, you know, songwriter vibes on vacation. And it took me by surprise. Okay. It took me by surprise, to say the very least. So we get down 16 hours later of us doing God knows what in the car for 16 hours. And some of us were staying at one hotel, me and my one friend, Mariah, episode one, girly pop. She was on episode one. If you guys want to check that out right after this, thank you so much. She was staying in the same room as me, same Airbnb. So we show up and she was pissed. Yo, she was like, this is not what the pictures look like. Like, this place is not a place that I want to stay. I'm not going to be happy if we, like, have to stay here our whole vacation. Like, this is really not what I was trying to do. And I completely agree with her. Like, it was not, it did not look like the pictures. The pictures, like, purposely didn't include the outside, which was, like, the worst part. The room itself was, like, okay, but, like, the location and the outside was, oh my god, it was literally giving Motel 6. It was giving Motel 6. Scary. Spooky, scary skeletons is what it was giving. It was so weird. So she messages Airbnb, and within seconds, they are like on the phone trying to figure it out, talking to our host. Like, they were on top of it. They call the host, and the host is like, I don't have anything available. Like, I don't have any other available places that I can move you guys to. And then my friend goes on Airbnb and finds out that he does have something available just for not the first 2 days of our trip, but for the rest of our entire vacation, he has a thing available. So she messages him and is like, this is available, is it not, for these days through these days? And he was like, yeah, it is for those days. It is available if you guys want to, like, stick it out in that room for 2 days and then switch to the newer room. And we were like, yeah, we can do that. We can stick out tonight and tomorrow night in this room that isn't the best. And then hopefully the next room is an upgrade. Let me tell you, the next room was, I think, like $30 more for the week. So not per night, but it was $30 more for like a 5 day stay. So what the fuck does that, is that like $7? Like, what is that? What is, yeah, something like that. I don't know. I can't do math. If you came here for some algebra help, like, the wrong bitch, sorry. So we have a day out, and they're going to this museum, and I was like, that museum doesn't look too fun to me. I'm gonna skip out, you guys have fun, and I'll just, like, chill. And then we got a notification that, like, we could check in a little bit early, so I was like, oh, perfect, like, you go to the museum with your mom and your family, have fun, and your little cousins and all them, and I will go put our luggage in the new room, so that way when you're done, like, all your stuff is already in the room, because I am f***ing friend. I am such a good friend. I'm sorry. And I did everything that my friends wanted to do, like, anything you guys wanted to do, I was down, and I was a down That is a long-ass time to be a down-ass bitch for. Y'all are lucky I didn't curse you out and leave, okay? I am just that type of person. I like to be alone. I like my alone time. I like my own space, you know? And not for nothing, it has nothing to do with anyone else. It's just, I like to be alone. So, I'm so proud of myself for 10 days, like, being on the beach and in the sun and burning up and drinking and this, that, the third, and waking up the next day ready to do it all over again. You know? It was such a good time. Such a good vacation. And it was such, like, a good, like, family vacation vibe, because my family does not do vacations. Growing up, we never did vacations. I think I went to Myrtle Beach when I was very, very, very young. I don't even remember, honestly. And that was just because my mom probably scammed one of her boyfriends to, like, pay for us. Like, we were never, ever going on vacation. My mom was never, ever, like, taking us on vacations. I don't ever recall going on vacation. as a kid or as like a teenager at all. The only times I went on trips were when I was 16, my grandma sent me to California to stay with my uncle for a little bit. It was like a week or so. And that, oh my God, girl, I never felt so famous. Flying into San Diego airport, I felt so famous. You could not tell me shit. And my uncle, my aunt and uncle, shout out to them for showing me a good time. Because they brought me to Universal in Los Angeles. And I've always wanted to go to LA. I always wanted to see the Hollywood sign. And I got to see that. And like being a 16-year-old and in California, looking out the window and seeing the Hollywood sign, like, grr. Like, it was, you know, like hopped off the plane at LAX with my dream and my cardigan, you know? So, did you hear that voice crack? Oh my God, I sounded like a 10-year-old boy. Spooky. I move our stuff into the new room, back to the Airbnb debacle. I move my stuff into our new Airbnb room, and it is a resort, okay? So we went from a busted-ass Motel 6 across the road to walking across the crosswalk and being at a nice-ass resort. Like, where was the energy? Where was the vibes? And how was this $30 more for 5 days? The math was not mathing. His price points for his property? Oh, baby. We need to do some research, okay? We need to do some research. I think what we paid for the resort was pretty reasonable. I think we paid...
Running out of closet space? Don't stop shopping. Start selling with The Real Real. Whether it's the jewelry your ex bought you before they became your ex, or that quiet luxury bag you bought before remembering you're actually a maximalist, give it a second chance with someone else. Sell it with The Real Real and make room in your closet for something else that feels more like you. The best part of selling with The Real Real? They handle everything from photography and copywriting to pricing and shipping, because your to-do list is already long enough. With a community of over 40 million members ready to shop what's in your closet, your items sell fast, so you can leave the past in the past. Because resale on The Real Real is for second chances. Plus, October is National Consignment Month, so new consigners earn $100 extra for a limited time. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get $100 extra to keep shopping. That's TheRealReal.com for your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
$900 for 10 days? Or no, because we stayed 2 days at the other one. I don't know what it was. But I think it was like roughly $900 for like 7 days or 8 days. Which is a good amount of money, but it was a resort that had security, that had, you know, like, you weren't getting, it was probably like more difficult to get into our room at the resort than it was in the other room. Not to mention the cameras in the hallways and everything. Like, it just felt, we felt way, like 10 times much safer. 10 times much safer. Is that English? We felt 10 times more safe, maybe. Maybe that's the English I was looking for. But, lo siento, mi inglés es muy mal. So my friend, her mom is very Latina. I'm not sure. I think they're Puerto Rican. Almost positive they're Puerto Rican. I don't want to be wrong, but I'm 99% sure that she's Puerto Rican. And she just was so, like, so funny. She's down to hang with the girls. Like she was literally one of the girls. It was so funny. And I've spent time, like, with her mom, like, in, like, short times. Like, for, like, her birthday, we'll go over for cake and stuff, like... Oh my God, I just had the worst hiccup ever. Did you hear that? That was so scary. So, we've never, like, I've never spent, like, a long amount of time with her mom, but she is such a fucking vibe. Like, she's down for whatever. It doesn't matter if she's in her silk pajamas. Like, she's down to fucking play cards and bet money on the table. We don't give a damn. So, we're all having a great time. The new room is amazing. Like, 10 times better. It's so nice. And it includes, like, an indoor pool, which we thought was just, like, you know, like, indoor pool. Okay, so one pool. You go down, and there is a lazy river to the left, a big pool to the right, a hot tub to the far left. In the back left corner, there's two hot tubs. Oh, no. Four hot tubs in the back left corner. And if you go straight to the back, there's a raised hot tub there. If you go to the back right, there's a shallow, like, warmer tub there. It was so many pools. I was so confused. I was like, I know their water bill is high. And also, I was like, why do they have so many different pools in so many different areas? Until I, like, started to use them and realized that it's so that way not everyone is on top of each other. Girl, there is, like, a pool for each group. It is perfect. Every person, like, got to, like, have their own hot tub and, like, not be in a hot tub with 100 other people. It was amazing. I think more hotels need to get up on that because there were so many options for people to go to that we were not all on top of each other. And then when, like, a bigger group would come in, the smaller group would move to, like, a smaller pool. So that way the bigger group could enjoy the bigger pool. It was just, everyone was so, I don't know, maybe it's just, like, a Southern thing, but everyone was so conscious of other people there. And, like, every time I got in the elevator, the person in the elevator was like, how are you today? What floor are you going to? Pressing the button for me. Like, it was just, in New York, we do not do that. If I don't know you, I'm not speaking to you. And even if I do know you, a lot of times I'm probably not going to speak to you still. I don't know. Maybe it's just a New York thing. Maybe I'm just rude. But I swear, because nobody does that here. We do not hold the door for people. We do not say thank you to people. We do not have basic human manners, I guess you would say. We lack that here, unfortunately. But everyone was so, so nice. And then my friend was out and I was like, girl, you know what time it is. I got this hotel room alone. This beautiful condo in this nice hotel resort. I'm having somebody over. So I hit up this guy and he hits me back. And I'm talking to, like, a bunch of, like, different guys, seeing who's in the area, what's the dick looking like. And let me tell you, if you are a gay in Southern, or what is it called? South Carolina. Oh, girl, my thoughts and prayers are with you. My thoughts and prayers are with you because there is no good dick out there. There was like two hot guys and it was me and one other guy. And I was like, damn. And I'm not even that hot. So, like, damn, we're down bad over here. Like, I'm like a 7 on a great day. So, like, fuck, we're down. We're down real bad. And I start talking to this guy. Maybe an 8.5 was a little too nice. And he comes up to the room, has his little Versace bag, and we start talking, and automatically, like, when he's talking, I can just tell that, like, English isn't his first language, which I think is so cute, by the way. I am not at all a hater, you know? I don't care if you can't speak any English. Like, I don't give a fuck. I can barely speak English, and I can barely speak Spanish. So why should I assume that you speak English, and then in the same breath, you should assume that I speak Spanish then? Did that make any sense, guys? Please say yes. Please say yes. Literally, did that make any fucking sense? Please say yes, dude. Dude, literally just say yes because I don't know. Okay. So we start talking and I realized that, like, I know a lot more Spanish than I thought I knew. And we're talking and just, like, having conversation, and some bits of the conversation, like, I'm just, like, speaking back in Spanish, like, if I know how to reply. And sometimes he's, like, translating to English because we get a little stuck in conversation, or, like, he doesn't know the word to explain how he's feeling, or I don't know, like, exactly what he's saying, and, like, I'm not trying to, like, get frustrated with each other. So sometimes he, like, translates or asks Siri, like, what something is in English, so that way I can say it back to him, or we can, like, talk about how it is in English versus how it is in Spanish. Like, we were watching a movie. We hung out the first time. I'm getting too ahead of myself. We hung out the first time. It was great. 11 out of 10. And he was like, no, I don't have any condoms. And then he pulls up, has condoms. I was like, bitch, you a lie. You just wanted me to fuck you raw. You just wanted to get pregnant. You just wanted to take a plan B. So, it was great, amazing, hot as fuck. His ass was so fat. It's chulo. Wait, how do you say it? Tu chulo, muy gordo. How do you say it? Fuck. 1 second. How do you say your butt is big in Spanish?
In Spanish, your butt is big is.
No, that's not right. That's not right, bitch. How do you say ass in Spanish?
I found 4 results in Spanish for ass.
Culo. Culo.
Culo.
Yes. Tu culo es muy gordo. Or gordo. What is it? How do you say fat? How do you say fat in Spanish?
I found 2 results in Spanish for fat. Gordura.
Gordura. Is that fucked up? Is that fucked up to say? But his ass was fat. He was so thick. Oh my God. And he was, like, really cute. Like, just very, very cute. Pelo perfecto. Oh my God. The curls. Amazing. 11 out of 10. Okay. And so we're talking. It all seems good. He just seems, like, very dry. Like, you know, like, just when people are just dry as fuck, like, I don't know. It seemed like he very much just wanted to hook up and leave. And I very much was like, tell me everything about yourself right now. You know? Like, let's hang out for hours and you tell me every little detail about your life. And I don't think he was trying to do that. Which is fine. You know, people are looking for different things. That's life. So then another night goes by. I think it was the next night or the day after. And I'm at this gay club and I message him like, hey, I'm at this club. You should pull up. And he was like, okay, on my way. First of all, you're so fucking hot for that. Like, oh my God. A man that just pulls up so quickly when he says he's going to pull up. Like, oh my God, that is nut. That is literally like the hottest thing ever, is someone who just follows through. Because I messaged him and I swear to God, he was there in like 10 minutes. I'm not kidding. Like 5-10 minutes, he was there outside, like, come get me, I'm here. And I was like, my man. That's so me. Like, I will meet someone 2 times, exchange 10 words with them. My man, that is my man. I don't know what you're talking about. That's my man. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, because that is my man. I don't know what you're talking about. That's literally my man. So, weird of you to assume that he wasn't my man. Like, the fuck? Because if you say hi to me, bitch, you're my man. What? Bitch, you're my man. I'm so sorry. You said hi to me. You're my man now. Do you not know how this works? You are my man now. You said hello. Basically, let me take a puff of this blunt, y'all. So, like I was saying, if you talk to me once, you are now my man, contractually. If you swipe up on my story and ask where I am from, you are my man, contractually. If you follow me on Instagram, you are my man, contractually. Like, I don't understand where the confusion is coming from on your end. Anyway, so me and my Latino king, we start talking and I'm like, fuck, I cannot do this again. Another guy on a vacation. The last one did not work out well, as you guys heard. Okay. So that did not do well for me. So I was a little apprehensive, you know, a little apprehensive. Me and him hang out. He pulls up to the club. Night before, we got it down in the parking garage, you know, like it was lit. We were making do with what we got. Okay. So me and my friends are out at the only gay club in South Carolina, I'm sure. This place, there was four gay people in all of South Carolina, and they were at this club right now. And two of them were doing drag, and one of them was not in drag, just singing Shawn Mendes. It was Shawn Mendes covers, dude. I'm not lying about any of this. I don't know. I don't even know how I could make this up. This sounds so made up and so scary. You know those, like, true stories that are so weird that it's like, damn, what the fuck? But it's true. And it's like, I almost wish it wasn't true. But it's true. Me and my friends had to sit through three different Shawn Mendes songs the entire song. Dude, the entire song, dude. Dude, the entire fucking song. You're gonna do the entire fucking Shawn Mendes cover right now? Really? Really? Really, bitch? Really, bitch? What? The place did have cheap drinks, so, you know, let's celebrate that. I did have pound two drinks in like 4 seconds. I swear to ya. Swear to ya. And my friend, Mariah. Shout out Mariah, episode one. Y'all already know. She had one water and was screaming more than I have ever screamed in my life. She had one ice water, and was more lit than I have ever been in my entire life. I'm pretty sure. It was insane. She kept screaming.
Running out of closet space? Don't stop shopping. Start selling with The Real Real. Whether it's the jewelry your ex bought you before they became your ex, or that quiet luxury bag you bought before remembering you're actually a maximalist, give it a second chance with someone else. Sell it with The Real Real and make room in your closet for something else that feels more like you. The best part of selling with The Real Real? They handle everything from photography and copywriting to pricing and shipping, because your to-do list is already long enough. With a community of over 40 million members ready to shop what's in your closet, your items sell fast, so you can leave the past in the past. Because resale on The Real Real is for second chances. Plus, October is National Consignment Month, so new consigners earn $100 extra for a limited time. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get $100 extra to keep shopping. That's TheRealReal.com for your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
For the guy that was doing Shawn Mendes covers, and I was like, I don't think this is the person we should be screaming for. And I took a video, and I was like, the next time you buy Shawn Mendes tickets off of Shein, I swear to God. And triple platinum, that video did triple platinum. In my head only, I'm sure it did not do numbers, but in my head, it was amazing. So yeah, so we did that. My man's pulled up within like 2 seconds in his work outfit, looking better than I have ever looked at work. So what the fuck's that about? Fresh haircut, looked amazing, so annoying. Like, oh my god, we get it, you're fucking hot. We get it, you're fucking hot. Like, we get it. You win, bitch. You're Latino and hot. We get it. You win. It's fine. You win. You literally won. All right. So I come outside to get him. We go inside. He gets a margarita with no alcohol. What do you mean by that? What the fuck do you mean by a margarita with no alcohol, bitch? Lime juice? What is that? I don't know. Anyway, I'm not judging. Love you, bae. And we go sit down. We're watching the drag queens. He has no clue what is going on. He was not ready for this at all. Nonetheless, this one does sexy red and he hands me $5 to hand to her. So she must have ate. He must have thought she ate. So good to see. Good to see. And then my friends are like, let's go to the next club. Let's go to the next club. And I was just not feeling drinking. The two drinks I had were not really doing much for me. I was just, I don't know. You know, there's some nights where I'm trying to like, club, another club, drink. Let's go. Fucking shot after green tea shot. And tonight was just not the night. Like, I much rather like go lay down and like chill with my man, you know? So I talked to him about it and I was like, do you want to go to the next place? I was like, do you want to go to the next place or do you want to go back to the hotel room? And it's so loud and he does not speak perfect English. So he's like, what? And I'm like, do you want to go back to the house? The math was not mathing. So we all start to leave and then we see that there's a like free condoms for like your taking. And my friends think it's so funny to come over with condoms for us and hand them to us and be like, here guys, you'll need those. And then my one friend hands me one and my other friend hands me another. And I remember that I used two of his condoms like the night before and like the day before that. So I hand them to him and I go, here you go. That's your condoms back. I figured I'd give them back to you. And he thought that was funny as fuck. So slay. Making a man laugh who doesn't even speak your language. Slay, bitch, you're eating. I felt like I was eating. And he was talking about my friends and like trying to get to like know their names. And he was like, tu amiga Latina. And my friend is Latina. And I was like, yeah, that's Mariah. And then I look at him and I was like, no sabo. And I never heard him laugh this hard. I never heard him laugh this hard. I was screaming. I was like, yes, bitch, I just fucking made him laugh. Like, do you know how fucking powerful you feel when you make someone laugh that you're interested in? Oh my God. Oh my God. That was stronger than any of the drinks I had the whole vacation. It was amazing. The adrenaline that I felt from making that man laugh. And we're leaving. We leave the place. We get in the car. And all my friends are like expecting us to go to the next place with them. And I was like, girl, like I did not want to be Debbie Downer, but I did not want to go. Like, I was so tired. I just wanted to go lay down and like cuddle with my mans. Like, I had makeup on and we went to dinner and went to this place after. And I wanted to wipe my makeup off. I wanted to lay down. So we do just that. We went back to my condo that we were renting, me and Mariah, our little Airbnb. And we go up to my room and we're just walking and being cutesy. And one of the elevators, the light was out and I was so scared to go in. I was like, last time I just sent it up all the floors and let it close because I was so scared I didn't want to get the elevator again. So I just hit all the buttons and got out. So that way I went to all the different floors and didn't come back down because I was scared. Bitch, what do you mean? Am I getting in a dark elevator with you? What the fuck are you talking about? But I'm a dumb bitch. And he was like, it's fine. Like, you're with me. And I'm like, you're so right. You're going to save me. this man was 5'9". Like, he's not saving me, bitch. He's not saving you, bitch. I am a giraffe next to this man. Like, my sister is as tall as this man. Like, he's not saving me, bitch. He's not saving me. I'm dying. I'm dying in that elevator, okay? The floor is falling out, and I'm going down all 19 floors. And it's not gonna be cute, okay? So he gets in the elevator, and it's, like, pitch dark. All you can see is the number, light, like, the illuminating from, like, the little LED screen that tells you the floor that you're on. And then he looks at me and goes, and jumps at me. Bitch, I screamed. Bitch, I screamed. Bitch, I screamed. Why was it so funny, though? Why did it make me like you more? Why was it so funny, and why are you making me like you more? It's really actually annoying. So then we go back to the room, and literally we just watched, he was like, let's watch something on Netflix. So I pulled out my computer because, like, the TV was the Airbnb, so it was not linked up to Netflix. And I was like, let's just watch it on my computer. So we lay down, and this motherfucker takes my hand and, like, puts his hand over my hand and, like, interlocks our fingers and, like, pulls it, like, to his chest. Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Do you want to get married? Like, what? You can just say that. You can literally just say, can I have your hand in marriage? Because that's what I'm reading from this, babe. That's what I'm reading from this. We landed on watching White Chicks in Spanish. In Spanish, bitch, I don't speak Spanish. Well, I mean, un poquito. But, like, mi español es muy mal. Like, I speak little to no English. I mean, little to no English. That too, bitch. That fucking too. But little to no Spanish. And we're having a time. We're cackling at this fucking movie. And it's just, I don't know. We literally just laughed for, like, the entire movie. We just laid together and laughed. And it was so, like, nice. And he was like, I'm hungry, like, I'm gonna order food. Do you want Wendy's? Do you want something? And I was like, no, but, like, I do have, like, some pizza if you want me to warm you up, like, a piece of pizza. And he was like, yeah. So I warm him up a piece of pizza. And the whole time he's, like, judging me because I put a wet paper towel over it. And if you don't know this trick, now you know. I'm not a weird bitch, I swear. I'm not a weird bitch for this. But my grandma taught me that if you put a wet paper towel over something when it's in the microwave, it doesn't dry out and get dry. It stays, like, moist. And it's, like, it, I don't know. Ew, I hate that word. But it stays, like, the way that it was. It doesn't change the flavor. It tastes, like, the same. So that's what I do every time I microwave something because, I don't know, my grandma told me to do it, so I just listen to her. So I do that for his pizza, and he's, like, looking at me like I am crazy, bitch. He's looking at me like I am crazy. The microwave is so small. The pizza is so big. Please insert picture. Please insert picture of the pizza right now. Crazy ass, big ass pizza, bitch. So that happened. I warm him up a piece of pizza, and I was like, do you want one or two? And he's like, no, just one. Like, he gave me, like, a dirty look for asking if he wanted to. Finishes the whole piece and then asks for another. And I'm like, bae, you could have just had two pizzas. So he finishes his pizza. We finish the movie. We're just laying there. And then he tells me, like, oh, I have to be up super early. And at this time, it is like 2 a.m, bitch. My friend, I know what you're thinking. Where's your friend that you're sharing the Airbnb with? Bitch, she went to the next club and then to a strip club. She was having a time. Okay, she was having fun. She was having a time, all right? And I am in the room watching White Chicks in Spanish with my man, who's not my man, but who is my man? Because, like, that is my man. Like, I don't care. That's my man. That is my man. Like, I do not care. That's my man. You can't tell me that's not my man. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So, we did that. We went to the beach on vacation. We did that. Me and that boy are, like, slowly but surely not talking because you know me. The vibes were really good. The vibes were great. The beach was beautiful. It's free to go to the beach. So, like, mi hermana, con tu madre. Shit. I don't think I said that right. But basically, me and my friend and her mom. Like, we're just drinking, having a time at the beach. We laughed and had so much fun on the beach for hours and hours and hours. We were just in the water, just fighting the waves. This might be TMI, but, like, girl, I have told you too much in this podcast for this to be TMI. But do you know those shorts? Like, the swim shorts for men with the netting in the inside? Oh, my. The way that that net cut my coochie up. Oh my god. Y'all don't even want to know. It was like a hot dog in a cheese grater. Y'all don't even want to know. Okay? Y'all don't even want to know. It was crazy, though. Like, I had a time. I met a hot-ass man. He was hot as fuck. Smelled good as fuck. Pussy good as fuck. Like, all in all, great vacation. Great vacation. Do I want to go back right now? Yes. Absolutely. Did I look up the price of the condo that we were living in to purchase? Yes, I did. Why, yes, I did. Did I realize that they have a HOA fee of $800 a month, even if you own the condo? Yes, I did my research. Imagine an HOA fee of literally rent. That is crazy. Execute yourself. That's crazy. That's kooky. That's crazy. But yeah, so I really love it. I wish I lived near La Playa. But I don't. I live in upstate New York, and it is just trees and sadness and a dirty lake and a dirty Hudson River. So yeah, definitely recommend Myrtle. If you're gay, I'm sorry. There is no hot gay guys out there. I really apologize. And the gay scene is very slim to none, babe. Slim to none. But if you are over a 6.5, bitch, you are going to look like Brad Pitt. You are going to look so hot. You're going to look so hot out there, and you better eat him up, doll. Okay? You better eat him up, and you better have fun. So, yeah, we had some good food. We got some seafood. We got a buffet. It was, like, it was okay. I thought it could have been a little bit better on the seasonings and on the flavorings of it all. But I don't know, just buffets just haven't been hitting for me lately. I don't know what it's about. I feel like there's no good buffets anymore. Let's talk about it, you know? Like, where is the good buffets at? Let's talk about it. Where's the good buffets with the good food? Because there's buffets, but is the food good? You know? Sure, you only paid $25, but you got 3 plates of bad food. Was it really worth it, you know? And then, yeah, so we got food, we went to the beach, we got drunk, I got some dick, and that was basically my whole vacation. Glad I could have summed it up for you guys, you know? Glad we can have this chit chat. Hopefully we can sit down and chat again. I love this little one-on-one vibe. I feel like this is more my vibe. I don't know. I vibe with people, but I really vibe by myself. I love being alone. I love talking to the void. That's, like, kind of my thing, you know? I love to post on social media and forget about it and then go back and watch my own content. Like, oh my god, what is this? When did I do that? So thank you so much for tuning in. It's been about an hour, so I'm gonna clock out. Love you, girls. Thank you for checking in on my Myrtle vacation. Thank you for your love and condolences while I find my new Latino boyfriend. Okay? I love ya. Te amo. Talk to you later. Bye, girls.
Running out of closet space? Don't stop shopping. Start selling with The Real Real. Whether it's the jewelry your ex bought you before they became your ex, or that quiet luxury bag you bought before remembering you're actually a maximalist, give it a second chance with someone else. Sell it with The Real Real and make room in your closet for something else that feels more like you. The best part of selling with The Real Real? They handle everything from photography and copywriting to pricing and shipping, because your to-do list is already long enough. With a community of over 40 million members ready to shop what's in your closet, your items sell fast, so you can leave the past in the past. Because resale on The Real Real is for second chances. Plus, October is National Consignment Month, so new consigners earn $100 extra for a limited time. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get $100 extra to keep shopping. That's TheRealReal.com for your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.